This afternoon, I am so thrilled to be chatting to my next guest. She is a seasoned innovation strategist and academic entrepreneur, the founder of Nike, an AI-powered platform that is transforming Africa's informal economy by digitizing it, formalizing it, and scaling women-led beauty and wellness businesses. She serves on the advisory board of UNISA, Council Member of Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education. She also represents South Africa on the B20 Digital Transformation Task Force. She's got a PhD in digital transformation, entrepreneurship, and innovation. I need to take a deep breath after all of that. But that's not all. She is also just passionate about bridging grassroots entrepreneurship with frontier technology. And she joins me in studio to tell us about that. And of course, to tell us about Nike and just to celebrate the incredible woman that she is Dr. Naledi Gallant with us in studio. Dr. Naledi, it's good to have you. Welcome to Drive 3-6.
Oh, thank you so very much. Thank you for the opportunity for having me this afternoon.
So when you're filling in a form and they say, tell us about yourself, and they usually have two lines, you're probably stressed because you're thinking, oh, it's not enough space.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
And then I have to ask the question of how many years have you spent in school? All in all?
Oh, in total, I'd say probably about 10 years.
Oh, my word. It feels like it should be longer.
But at different times,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, different intervals, not all at once.
Okay. Because I'm reading through this bio and it sounds like someone who's constantly in school, constantly wanting to learn. But it's also at the back of that, some admiration for the sake that you followed through in equipping yourself as best as possible to take over different fields. But let's talk about what you do. Let's talk about Nike, because this sounds like something incredible in a world where AI feels daunting for so many people. Tell us what Nike does.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that question. Yes, AI has taken over the world. Digital transformation is here. And that is what Nike is all about. So Nike is an AI-powered platform for primarily informal, mobile, as well as, you know, digi and gig economy entrepreneurs that are looking to be out there. And what we basically do is we help them grow their businesses. We help them to scale and to have sustainable businesses. Hmm. And that is typically what Nike is in a nutshell.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of those entrepreneurs, they could sometimes feel like, man, it's hard to stand out versus the formalized form of employment. So why do you think it's so important for entrepreneurs, especially South African entrepreneurs, to move towards this digital transformation? Why do you believe that digital transformation is so important for them?
You know, digital transformation is what actually levels the playing field. Digital transformation allows for visibility. It allows you to increase your revenue. It allows you to gain more customers. It actually gives you a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
And it's quite important that you use a tool like this to give your informal business structure, particularly, you know, the informal businesses or the mobile businesses that are in beauty.
Yeah.
That is what we do. We provide them with structure. We give them with business tools that allow them to grow and to focus on their skill. Mm. And we manage the back end. We do the admin for them. Nike is like their PA.
Yeah.
Yeah. We handle the scheduling, the booking, the payments, and all of that. And we allow them to be able to go out there and do what they do best.
You spoke just now, speaking on women-led businesses. Why particularly women?
Okay. The hair and beauty industry, the wellness space, majority, about 85% of them are women.
Yeah.
And as you know, umbogodo, when women earn in the communities thrive. And there's a huge, movement that is to empower women because of how they haven't been part of the main ecosystem for the longest time. They've been sitting in the margins, on the sidelines. And so the focus is the beauty and wellness space, because it's a women-led space. And we want to make sure that no woman is left behind during this digital transformation phase. And that is the reason why that main focus is women.
I love the fact that it's got this picture of you kind of saying, hey, this is where I am, and I'm pulling women up with me to where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, who are some women that have played a pivotal role to who you are today? Because I'm sure you're standing also on the shoulders of many other women. Maybe give us three women.
That is so true. Okay. I think the very first one would be my mother.
Sure.
She was an entrepreneur. She was enterprising. She was a serial entrepreneur. So I took a lot of my innate abilities from her. So I would say she's one of the first people. And the others would be my sisters. They are also budding entrepreneurs. So we're actually a family of
entrepreneurs. I was about to say, this looks like it's in the blood.
It's in the blood. So my sisters, I've got two sisters. They are both entrepreneurs. Wow. I learn a lot from them. They are extremely supportive. And the other one would be my primary school teacher, Mrs. Orangi. I'll never forget her.
She was
so influential in my life. And in the woman that I've become, she, you know, validated my ideas. And the vote of confidence that she gave to the ideas that I came up with. She introduced entrepreneurship long time ago when it was not a thing. You know, she would organize days for us to, you know, bake things and make things and sell at school.
Yeah.
And any crazy idea you came up with, she would actually try and stimulate you to think a bit more on how you can actually make it profitable, how you can turn it into something that people would want to buy.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think that over the years, these are the three main characters or people that have shaped the person that I am and the entrepreneur that I am.
I love the fact that, you know, it's moving from intimate spaces back at home with your mom and your sisters to even external voices.
Indeed.
But at the same time, you know, Dr. Nike, there's someone, Naledi, someone could listen to your journey and listen to the work you've done and read the accolades, sitting on the advisory board of UNISA and representing South Africa there, PhD here, building business and digital transformation. I mean, this sounds serious. Like, this sounds very serious, right? And they would think that you never have a day where you feel like, I can't anymore. And I'd like to think that you do, but I don't know for a fact.
That is true.
When you do face those days, what moves you beyond that? What moves you to remember that this is not just limited to that day, that the work you do impacts so many different people and you have the courage to get up again?
I think firstly, I want to just also say that, you know what, me being an entrepreneur, God has actually planted this in me. The ideas that I have, the visions that I have, God is the main source. He's the first person.
Yeah.
And when I'm going through such tough times, He's actually the first person that I lean to say, you know, God, how do I deal with this?
Yeah.
And beyond that, you know, is the why. It's very important to also always have a purpose behind starting a business. When you have a deep sense of purpose, during those days when it's tough, when you are able to go back and ask yourself, what was the reason for me starting this? That is something that will actually go a long way in pulling you up and lifting your spirits.
Yeah.
So entrepreneurship is not an easy journey. It's extremely tough. And I've had those days. I've got ups and downs. You make money, you lose money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, resilience plays a huge part. It plays a really big part in the entrepreneurial journey. And I definitely also say visionary courage. So you need to be courageous. You need to believe in your ideas and take conviction in those ideas. And surround yourself with people that are positive and that will encourage you. That's quite important because you need also that external validation amongst people that are closest to you and that believe in you.
There's a question I don't like so much that we ask often. It's like, how do you do it in a male-dominated industry as a woman? And you are in tech, which is a very male-dominated industry. I think what I want to hear is, how important is it that as a woman who's in that space that you pick up the ladder for many others instead of trying to step down? Because I know there's a woman who's in tech, who's in science and physical science, who's in construction, who walks into summits and conferences and realizes, oh my goodness, I'm the only person with heels here because the rest is just gentlemen. How important is it for women supporting each other in that place, especially to find a place that is not given to them out of, okay, let's make room for women, but I actually deserve to be here. If anything, I actually work harder than some people in here.
Yeah, you know what? As women, we actually have to work 10 times harder, you know, for us to be able to claim our spaces, particularly in the tech space, as you've mentioned. It's male-dominated. So it's quite important for us as women to come together. And that's the reason why I've put together this ecosystem that will allow us to be able to lean into each other and to be able to support each other. And we know that, you know, these innovations that are coming from women are from lived experiences.
Yeah.
This is something that I've lived. I've been in the hair and beauty industry. I've owned a hair salon before. So this idea is very much valid.
Yeah.
And it's very much innovative. It's something that a lot of people need. And it's the minute you've got that conviction, it becomes a lot more easier for you to be able to walk into these rooms with your head held up high.
Yes.
And be able to speak with conviction to say, this is my innovation and this is how it works. And I believe that it will be a successful product out there in the market, and it's needed, and it's actually solving a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very important.
And you are aware of that problem. This is not just a problem that's hypothetical somewhere. Like, I am actually living in a world where I've seen this problem.
It's a lived experience.
Dr. Naledi, I think one of the things that I'm appreciating the most about your journey, I mean, we were supposed to speak about other things, but I was like, no, man, I want to know the woman behind all of this. I want to know the things that make her blood run and what pumps her heart and has kept her to be at the place where she's got what she's got, but she's still got more to be able to achieve beyond what she's achieved so far. Because I know there's so many other women that need that encouragement, that might be feeling discouraged, that may be feeling like, man, by my circumstances, I don't have people that believe in me, or I'm in industries that feel like I can't go any further. I've got two last things I want to ask you. I'm completely out of time, so I'm going to try to squeeze them in as best as possible. The most important one is, for women who want to find out more about Nike, where can they go?
Okay, so they can go to our website, which is www.nike.com, or they can reach us on TikTok. TikTok, we are Nike_beauty, and on Instagram, we are Nike._app. And then they can also send us a WhatsApp. We've got a WhatsApp line, and the number is 076-068-9438. That is 076-068-9438.
Got it. And my last question to you, and I'm gonna put you in a very tight position, but as short as what you possibly can, what do you say to little Naledi, who's growing up and has her eyes wide open with dreams?
Okay, I say, believe in your dreams, you know, just have faith. They say that a journey of 1,000 steps begins with one step. You know, have courage. And allow yourself to be out there and not be discouraged by other people. It's quite important to always lean on to God, always believe the vision and everything that God has put in you, and just trust in that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, surround yourself with positive people that will always support you. And that is what I would say to little Naledi today.
And I'm sure she'll be very proud of it. She is a seasoned innovation strategist, academic entrepreneur, and founder of Nike. Dr. Naledi Gallant joins us in studio. Thank you so much for visiting. I need to unpack this all the more. I've got so many other questions because I think it's so fitting to be able to celebrate you.